crank the volume.
A game of chess is like a sword fight.
And let's log back on.
Circle, please take us to the circle chat.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, September 8th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. A new interactive website is giving fans a personalized first look at the fourth Matrix movie, The Matrix Resurrections, including first footage of it. But where and when to look is all part of the fun. At whatisthematrix.com, users get the option of picking the red or blue pill. Whichever you choose and what time of day you're using the website determines which teaser video you get to see. And there are 180,000 variations. It's definitely worth checking out. The movie will premiere, by the way, in theaters and on HBO Max December 22nd. Tiger King zookeeper Eric Cowie has died at age 52. Cowie, who was one of the stars of the Netflix documentary series and worked closely with Joe Exotic, was found dead in a residence in New York City on Friday evening, according to NYPD officials. An official cause of death has not yet been announced, but TMZ reported that there was nothing suspicious about Cowie's death and no drugs were found on the scene. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head over to EW.com. Now, let's start spinning today's picks, starting with number three, Wu-Tang, An American Saga. The story of the early days of the Wu-Tang Clan picks back up with the group disillusioned with life in the projects, and Bobby, aka RZA, determined to go all in on the music industry. But getting the clan members to drop everything for music isn't so easy. Resentment between Dennis, Shaw, Power, and Divine still runs deep, while the rest struggle to deal with inner city life. Bobby knows he can lead his crew through the challenges of the music business, but will the clan's fractures prove too much to overcome? Here's a preview.
Yo, D, we gotta talk. Wu-Tang, it's the only way we can get to a better future.
Look, I got more mouths to feed, so I'm ready to get busy.
What's gonna be different this time?
This time, I'm gonna have my brothers with me.
I've seen every one of y'all as stars.
The old dirty bastard, cause ain't no father to my style.
What I'm trying to do is get all of us together to work in harmony so that our music can be complete.
You know how many rappers is out there?
Better than you?
It could be me in a body bag right now.
Let's use it. Let's make some music.
Okay, we all may know where this story's headed, yeah. The season trailer even teases the clan's legendary debut album, Enter the Wu-Tang. But it's still a fascinating journey to get there. You can stream the first three episodes of Wu-Tang, An American Saga Season 2 on Hulu now.
Number two.
Paging our number two pick for today, Doogie Kamealaho, M.D., a new coming-of-age dramedy inspired by Doogie Howser, M.D., and set in modern-day Hawaii. This series follows Lahela Doogie Kamealaho, a 16-year-old prodigy juggling a budding medical career and life as a teenager. As you can probably guess, that's not so easy. As the show begins, Lahela is excited to experience some typical teenage milestones, passing her driver's test, attending a high school dance with her surfer crush Walter, but her overprotective parents and her responsibilities at the hospital are about to disrupt her plans. Here's a preview.
Dr. Kamealaho, we'll be taking care of you.
Aloha, Mr. Lim.
Is this some kind of practical joke?
You know who she's like? Remember Doogie Howser? That show from the 90s? She's like a real-life Doogie Howser. That's why we call her Doogie.
I never made the connection.
Girl, why did you think we called her Doogie?
In a flash, in a moment.
Being a 16-year-old doctor is kind of like having a superpower.
Doctor, may I have a word with you?
I think we got a little something.
Ew,
right
Mom. Up. Gross.
Well, are you hungry? I love you, doctor.
It's impossible to work with Lahela and be her mom. She shuts me out.
I was hoping we could take the car.
I'm afraid not. A second ago, you were my boss. You don't get to control my entire life.
That's right. Lahela's mom is also her supervisor at the hospital, which, as you can tell from that preview, creates some awkward situations. Here's Peyton Elizabeth Lee, who plays Lahela, on why her relationship with her parents is so important to the show.
Lahela loves her mom, and her mom loves her. And so them sort of bouncing back and forth between these two relationships and sort of figuring out how to make it work for them, I think they just have a very dynamic and special relationship. But I think it is Lahela's parents that really ground her in terms of her life, you know, because she has so many responsibilities and so many pressures on her. And her parents are always there to sort of remind her that she is a 16-year-old girl, and 16-year-old girls make mistakes and have crushes on boys and have troubles with their friends, you know. And so all of those things, and just reminding her that those things are okay and that they're great, and she should embrace that side of her as much as she embraces the child prodigy genius side of her.
Medical drama, coming of age drama, workplace drama, family drama. Gotta say, the new Doogie has everything. You can stream the Doogie Kamealaho MD series premiere on Disney Plus now. It's trivia time. Doogie Kamealaho star Peyton Elizabeth Lee got her first TV credit in 2015 on what ABC drama? Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, or Revenge? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Raise your hand if you are looking for some laughs on TV right now. My hand is way up in the air. Let me tell you, we have a great recommendation for you, courtesy of EW senior writer Samantha Heifel. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Good. For the record, my hand was up as well. I would just like everyone to know.
Okay, good. Well, we'll just keep those comedy recommendations coming. But right now, I would love for you to tell everyone what you're watching.
So I will fully admit that I'm like late to the game on this, but I finally watched season one of The Other Two. This was a show that, like, I remember Tim Stack talking about back when it first came out.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it kind of fell just like, I just kind of forgot about it a little bit. And then when I started seeing, you know, season two's coming to HBO Max, like all these things, I thought, huh, maybe I'll finally give that a go. And I have to say, I think I watched it, I mean, two sittings max. It might have been all at once. It was everything I wanted it to be. So, so hilarious. Which you just watched it for the first time too, right, Jared?
I did, yeah. I was in the same exact boat as you. You know, I felt like I had watched the show just because so many people at work talked about it. And I was like, I feel like I've watched this. But I then realized I had not. And I did the same thing. There was one night, one weekend a few weeks ago where I was just like, I'm going to stay in. I'll probably like pass out by 9:30. I turned on The Other Two at 9 o'clock and I stayed up until like 11:30 midnight. I just watched all of season one. It's that quick of a binge, and it's absolutely worth it.
It's so quick, it's so funny, and it's the sort of show I keep telling people, it's funny for absolutely everyone, but especially if you have any interest in or know anything about either New York or LA, and or just kind of like yeah. the entertainment business in general, it's even funnier.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the way they kind of skewer Hollywood and managers, Ken Marino as the manager. Well, maybe we should back up and talk about this family. The Dubecks, Carrie and Brooke, brother, sister, who have their younger brother, Chase, mm-hmm. who acquires the stage name Chase Dreams. He's this kind of, what would you call him, like a Justin Bieber, a young Justin Bieber wannabe?
Oh, full. I mean, like, he's like the age.
Except not as talented.
right. But yeah, he's like, what is he, 13 or so? He's like the age Bieber was when he like went big.
Yeah.
And it's the same sort of story. He had a YouTube video. Like, it's totally them spoofing on the Biebers of the world.
Yeah. And then, like, what happens with just their family in the process? Really, I mean, even though there's all this Hollywood stuff, it's watching their family cope. And then the two older siblings, the other two, trying to find their way into fame is just, it's so absurd. But anyway, yeah, back to Ken Marino. He's so ridiculous as this agent Streeter.
Yes.
He's so funny.
And you have Molly Shannon as the mom, and she's hysterical. And to your point, Jared, I will say, I was actually surprised, you know, the other two, if you will, the older siblings, are supposed to be like the screw ups, and I didn't expect the mm-hmm. two of them to have such like a lovely heartfelt relationship, and also a lovely mm-hmm. relationship to Chase, yep. like to their younger brother. They're very protective,
yep.
and I like that it still has that like wholesome family vibe while being, you know, in the middle of this like mm-hmm. crazy Hollywood popularity story.
Yeah, Drew Tarver and Helaine York as those two older siblings, they're much closer in age, obviously, to each other than their younger brother, who, yeah, he just looks up to them, adores mm-hmm. them. It's such a really a sweet relationship. Well, is there like a favorite moment or scene for you? Because, of course, there was a lot made of that entire Instagaze episode, which is so spot on and hilarious. There are just so many great moments.
There's so many great moments. Yeah, the Instagaze are amazing. What I just, the whole plane, the like record album release party on a plane is,
oh my gosh,
so chaotic and so hysterical. And also like really pivotal in terms of the drama of this season. And I enjoyed that entire thing as well.
The movie premiere, or it was a TV show premiere. What was it? That was all with them trying to get into the premiere because Chase was invited and they're trying to also infiltrate it. I feel like somebody lived that and they were like, please let me share my story and turn it into a TV script.
Yeah.
And it worked so well.
And I think that's like episode two. Like they get right into all this. And I will say my favorite part of that whole bit, because like I've done this, I feel like everyone has done this, especially like early on in their lives, if you're at all involved in entertainment, they're so overdressed for the premiere.
Yes.
And it's hysterical and so relatable.
Well, this show, it brings me so much joy. It's like we said, it's such a quick watch. And, you know, you can catch up on all of season one on HBO Max. While you're there, just keep going with season two, mm-hmm. which is just as good and finds all of them in places in their lives I kind of wasn't expecting, but I love where they've been taking it. And new episodes drop every Thursday. It's my new favorite comedy. I can't wait for more and more episodes each week.
I agree.
All right, Sam, thank you so much.
Of course.
And now, the chat has been updated with our number one pick, The Circle. The third season of Netflix's hit social media experiment has arrived, with 8 new players entering the addictive reality competition in hopes of winning the $100,000 prize. While some play the game as themselves, others are hiding behind fake photos and different sexualities, or even enlisting their older sister to help them hack the game. This season also brings some new twists. One player will find herself facing off against someone using her own photos and profile against her, while another gets to use an additional burner profile to deceive his fellow players. Here's a preview.
Circle,
please
take us
to
the circle chat. My name is Ava, and I'm going into the circle, but
she's bringing her sister.
Wait a minute. Is she a twin?
There's two Michelles now, and I don't know which one's the real one.
This is your burner profile.
This?
Gone.
Gotta watch out for him.
This player must be blocked face to face.
Deadbolt all the doors.
A new player has entered the circle.
I lied to the Pope to win this game.
Things are getting cutthroat up in the circle. Insert sweaty face emoji and knife emoji. Send. New episodes will be dropping for the next 3 Wednesdays, but you can binge the first 4 on Netflix right now. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Doogie Kamealoha star Peyton Elizabeth Lee got her first TV credit in 2015 on what ABC drama? Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, or Revenge? Well, as perfect as it would be if the answer was Grey's, the answer is actually Scandal. Lee played a spelling bee champion named Violet in the season 4 episode, I'm Just a Bill. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.